A few different people each week to come up and just talk a little bit about hot metal and what it means to them and why they support financially and with their time the mission of our church. So this morning, Mike Justice is going to share with us. Come on up here, Mike. Mike Justice is, I wish that was my name. It just sounds so tough. Mike and Marianne have been coming to Hot Metal for a couple of years, a year? Yeah. They are also named Mike and Marianne, as I and Marianne are named Mike and Marianne. So pretty soon we're going to have to come up with nicknames to like differentiate ourselves, but you won with Justice. All right.
Good morning, folks. Again, my name is Mike Justice, and I'm a proud, proud's not the best word. I am a blessed member of the Hot Metal Faith Community Church community. Prior to Marianne, my beloved, we're not into labels, so beloved's the best word for her. She's a blessing, too. Prior to finding Hot Metal, we were church hoppers, pretty much serial church hoppers. I have been a church hopping for about the last 10 years, I grew up in Tennessee and was blessed to find a church very similar to Hot Metal, which in 1970s Western Tennessee was pretty unique. It basically meant that we weren't Baptists explicitly. Anybody that wasn't Baptist went to First Christian Community Church. Again, community being an operative word in the name. Moving back from Tennessee in ninth grade, still my dad was never so much into church like a lot of folks. My mom in Tennessee used to let me drive to church. That was the bribe that got me to church. And I'm talking 10, 11 years old in the 70s. I'd be like, I follow my dad's lead. I'd be like, I don't know if I want to go to church today. She goes, you want to drive? I said, let's go. And it was a different time. We moved back to, I was born in Pennsylvania, Williamsport, home of the Little League World Series. 6 days old, we moved to Tennessee. So in Tennessee, I was always a Yankee. I moved to Tennessee when I'm 6 days old, and first memories on the bus were, Yankee. I'm like, what? I don't even know what that means. So then in ninth grade, we moved back to Pennsylvania, where my folks were from, due to economic situation. And so then I'm the Southerner. The girls loved my Southern accent, and the boys all wanted to kick my butt because the girls all loved my Southern accent, and felt displaced. I moved schools a couple of times. Never really found a church again. Went to Penn State, felt spiritual, but that's when I started rejecting the dogma of religion, and I was into Christ, but I didn't want to organize, that kind of thing. The point being, I was started my church hopping then, just looking around, trying to find that family, that community that I had never really experienced. Also, again, my name is Mike Justice. I am an alcoholic. That alcoholism does not define me, but as with any addict, you are your addiction is a symptom of a problem. And to that end, I share that because, one, I embrace that. It's been a blessing, and in large part, acknowledging my addiction has been a blessing because of Hot Metal Faith Community Church and the embrace that I've received here. I continued church hopping, knowing I pretty much had an addiction. At one point, it was my effort to address the addiction by finding a home and a place where I could feel part of a community. I was going to Gary, Indiana on a monthly basis to a church there that was very fire and brimstone. I thought I'd just, beat some Jesus into me. I was trying everything. And then through absolute divine providence, one of my beloved Marianne's friends, in from Boston for business, staying on the south side, she's looking to participate in a community one Sunday morning, and by the grace of God, absolutely got pushed in these doors. Felt so welcome, felt so at home. Immediately, her first thought was, I've got to tell Marianne about this, because Marianne had shared with her our desire to find a home. We came the next week, and they're not getting rid of us anytime soon. We've contributed in the community. We do consider ourselves members now. We love, absolutely love and adore the fact that it's all in the name. Hot Metal Bridge Faith Community Church. It's all in the name. And I love the drive statement of communion, community, compassion, growth, and story. This is my story, and I plan to contribute in the coming year in all ways, monetarily, but for me, as a recovering alcoholic, anyone that knows anything about that and the 12 steps, giving selflessly to your community, back to the community of addiction, as well as to fellow Christians, is key, absolutely key to recovery. And I would contend there are many addiction, the demon of addiction has many flavors, and it's not just drugs and alcohol. But one way I can assure you from firsthand knowledge to address it is to give absolutely selflessly and unselfishly from your heart in the Spirit of Christ, much as Hot Metal Faith Community, Hot Metal Bridge Faith Community Church does every single day. And with that, I'll pass. And again, bless all of you. My name is Mike Justice, and I love this community.
Can we pray real quick? God, thank you for this community, and thank you for Mike and Marianne. Thank you that you have led them to this community, and that you have blessed them to contribute and to support in so many ways. And thank you for Mike and his willingness to share a bit about his journey. And we ask and we pray and we trust that you will uphold him in his sobriety and continue to bless him so that he can continue to be such a blessing to so many of us here. And I pray that you will uphold our community, that we in turn can be a blessing to he and Marianne. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.